Wake up, you czars of Hollywood, wake up and hear the call. We're sick and tired of news reporting your decline and fall. Wake up, you sleeping industry, wake up and see the light. You'll never win by lying down, so please stand up and fight. A lot of you out there may not admit to being around back in the early 40s, but believe it or not, there was a war going on. Do any of you remember World War II? Any war bonds, mister?
Any stamps today?
You gotta win the war, you gotta dig down more
and help your USA.
Remember how we all stuck together with slogans and posters?
Be careful of pickups, soldier.
Would you believe it? My victory garden supplies my entire family with all the crop grass you can eat.
Gainsborough Fertilizer has gone to war.
That may explain more crop grass.
Hollywood stuck together in those days, yes siree. The movie musicals helped General MacArthur return. They reminded our boys what they were fighting for. Why, to those grimy GIs, the only real South Pacific Islands were those inhabited by a shapely girl with a lovely sarong and her pet monkey, Nunu. Remember?
Blue papaya, a tropical song, a flowered sarong. Now all I really want's a little lay of white gardenia. Black hibiscus, my home in the trees, a tropic disease.
Nunu's here.
Oh, Nunu. No white god has fallen out of the sky for many a moon, and frankly, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Do some tricks, Nunu, and make me happy. Not that trick, Nunu.
Tin Pan Alley contributed to the war effort with all those beautiful war songs.
I kissed my cousin and I sailed away. The cliffs of Dover were a hazy gray. There's no more apple tree for me. But I don't talk about that.
And what about the record industry? Say, those Andrews sisters really could swing.
He had a boogie-woogie barracks with an 8-beat funk. He had a jivey first lieutenant who was fall-down drunk. The camp is zooty now, and you to booty now. He is the boogie-woogie soldier boy of Company C.
Meanwhile, in New York, the Broadway stage was going all out with red, white, and glorious blue.
Would you believe it? My son, the Vader, was drafted, and now he's starring on Broadway in This is the Army as the waitress.